India's economy has been a success story, with growth second only to China. But that boom may now be slowing. Figures for last year's growth are expected to show a drop from 8 to 6%. The government also faces increasing deficits, a plummeting currency, and a political deadlock in parliament. Elliot Hannon has our story from New Delhi.
Deepak Pawa is a pioneer. 30 years ago, he decided to build a plant to manufacture air filtration equipment, and fellow businessmen thought he was crazy. India's market was tiny and largely cut off from the rest of the world, but Pawa saw potential.
I took that bet and risk, and today we employ about 1,200 people. We are one of the largest global players in this business.
When India gradually began opening up its economy 2 decades ago, India went from an economic backwater to a rising economic power. Foreign companies clamored for more access to the country, and the government tried to build on the momentum by cutting back on regulations and making it easier for Indian and foreign companies to operate in the country. Today, India's economy is still growing, but the outlook is much different, says Pawar.
The general mood has turned from optimism to caution to concern, and that has happened very rapidly, and now we are looking at serious concern.
When massive corruption scandals were uncovered last year, the government's popularity began to drop. Then, government tried to allow big foreign supermarket chains like Walmart to open in India, but the opposition erupted.
Please take your seat. Please take your seat.
And the government had to backtrack on the plan. The government looked indecisive, and with its credibility diminished, other necessary reforms were put on hold, says Aradhana Agarwal, an economist at the Independent National Council of Applied Economic Research.
Today, government offers something, but tomorrow that benefit or that incentive is withdrawn. So people really don't have trust.
That crumbling confidence in government makes it hard not only for big companies to operate, but also for small businesses. At his roadside stand in New Delhi, Vijay Singh rolls small bundles of pan, a local type of chewing tobacco. He opened his kiosk 3 years ago after saving up $3,000. So far, his plan has worked, and Singh says he's happy with the $200 to $300 a month he's getting back from his investment. But if he wants to expand or move to a better location, he says he'll have to pay bribes.
That's how things run here. This is Delhi, so even the police, the local government, everyone takes bribes. That's the way to do business here.
And the economist Aradhana Agarwal says there has to be less corruption, fewer regulations, and more consistency from the government to restore business confidence. But she says the government still has a role to play.
The government is to give the direction. It has to see which are the sectors where, by investing in which, we can maximize the growth rate.
On Wednesday, the government announced a cut in fuel subsidies, seen as a signal it might be ready to make unpopular decisions to boost the economy. But in response, opposition leaders called for nationwide strikes. The Indian business community is wondering if this time the government will keep its nerve. For NPR News, I'm Elliot Hannon in New Delhi.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.